me deliberately. That doesn't do it by itself. John, can you go to UHF? I can link up with you over there, okay? Yeah. Copy?
Visiting the Long Island Mobile Amateur Radio Club repeater system, node number 9126 on the New England reflector.
Link clear.
Auto connecting.
Node number 9126.
Welcome to the Long Island Mobile Amateur Radio Club repeater system, node number 9126 on the New England reflector.
Link active. System.
5 a.m. Net tonight at 8:30. W2VL repeater system.
Got a lot more money. before. It's a great looking piece. A few weeks ago, I'll have it fired up. I have to have the electrician run a 240 volt line from the box to this room.
I heard you talking about it previously. I'm not into that because I have a tech license and it keeps me off of HF. So I'm not familiar with any of the HF equipment.
Oh, I know. That's why I said you're probably not familiar with it. Yes. When I was younger, I saw it in QST. I wanted one, couldn't afford it, got it now. Better late than never. It's a gorgeous looking and working amplifier. The factory, they had a commercial version. Henry Radio stopped making ham gear with the owner, Ted Henry, passed away. The son took the company over. And he's only doing commercial, but this was built to commercial spec. It's really nice.
Well, once you get the electricity to it, fire it up and enjoy it.
Absolutely, Gary. It'll give me a little more oomph. I work a lot of 40 meters. I like that band. There's something called E-Scores, East Coast Amateur Radio Service. It's a net. I used to be on there many years ago, and I'm getting back into it. Haven't been on HF in like 6 years. I bought the Kenwood 590. Early this year, but I didn't take it out of the box for months because we were having all the construction work done. So now I just have minor stuff to do. The room is done, the bathroom is done, everything is done.
So now you can get back to enjoying your hobby.
That's right, Gary. Well, I still have some more work, nothing major. There's a chandelier in the dining room that has to be changed. It looks like something out of the Monsters or the Addams Family. I don't know how they kept it, the people before us. That has to be changed. There's a chandelier in the den. I was going to dump it. Patty likes it. So I'm going to send it out to a lighting store, get it rebuilt and resprayed. We have a fiberglass awning over the porch in the back, and it's got some holes in it. I don't know how they got there with fiberglass, but I have to have that changed. That's about it. And some outlets. We were grandfathered in with the old two-pin outlets, and for safety, I want to get them changed to three-pin outlets.
Yeah, the only problem with that, hopefully the electrician double checks to make sure your boxes are grounded. Sometimes on the older houses, the way they grounded the boxes was with a thin wire wrapped around the box, and then they strung it from box to box. Those wires sometimes break and you don't have a ground.
Yeah, I'm glad you're telling me. I know with BX they've got a thin wire, because I learned how to cut BX when I was in high school. I did a lot of construction in Whitestone. I finished my own basement electrical. I did the sheetrocking, painting, plastering, everything. I even put up my own suspended ceiling with four, you know, lights to... four fixtures with two bulbs each fluorescent lights. Everything came out very nice, but you know, obviously I can't do that anymore. I've never seen my basement or upstairs. Obviously I can't get up and down there.
Well, the BX cable, even if you never hook that light thin wire to anything, the case, the electrical boxes themselves were automatically grounded, because the armor casing acted as a ground also. But with Romex, the old style Romex is only two wires, white and black. The more modern Romex is three wires, white, black, copper.
never worked with Romex because it's only recently become legal in Queens, or the Far Both, I should say, and it's only legal in single-family dwellings. I don't know if you're aware of that. So I always work with BX. I know the way to cut it at an angle and twist it off and put an anti-short bushing in there. Not a problem. Just can't do it anymore. And I noticed when they pulled out, we had an electric stove down here which was pulled out. It was a second kitchen. And we were told you're only allowed to have one kitchen in Massapequa Park. They're worried about a rental. So Patty wants the kitchen upstairs with lawn, but she got it. And the kitchen is down here is now a dinette with a second refrigerator, microwave, and Mr. Coffee, and that's it. So when they pulled out the electric stove, I could see that it was BX. The rest of the house is Romex. They were running 240 volts off the stove. That's how come I know it's in the box, because I'll have it run here for the amplifier. Thank God we have it in the house, because if I had to bring it in from the street, forget about it.
Most of the houses had 240 service. It's just a matter of how many. If you got a breaker style box, they quite often had 240, 220, 240, whatever you want to call it. It's just a matter of how many breakers have the availability of having the high power.
I know. Because the amplifier can be strapped out for 115, 120, but I don't have the current capacity. It's going to take, 20, yeah, close to 20 amps at 220, and it would be double that at 110, so I'm not going to bother strapping it out. You know, the AC cord on that amplifier is as thick as your finger.
That's assuming you're running it at the full capacity, the full kilowatt. If you were willing to use less, it won't draw as much.
Yeah, that's true. I just don't want to have a problem. If I pop the breaker downstairs, it puts, I mean, half the downstairs is on that breaker. I can't go down there to reset it. I'd have to wait for somebody and be in the dark. So I'm a very patient guy, Gary. I never used to be when I was younger, but I'm very patient. I'll wait till I get some more money in here and get the electrician. I did find a website for an electrician here in Massapequa Park. I was waiting till I got this. I may call him today, see if he wants to come over and give me a price.
Okay. Good luck with that.
Yeah, you know, like I said to Rich, I don't want to play games. I want somebody to sign off on this. A licensed electrician with a capital L. So if I have a problem down the road, the village is not going to give me a hard time, you know?
Makes sense.
Gary, you approaching the tunnel or what?
I'm not far from it.
We get to Master?
I'm at the interchange with the Jackie Robinson.
Alright, I know about where you are. Unfortunately, I don't drive anymore because of my situation. I can get a car with hand controls, but I'm not that swift anymore. It's not a good idea. And Patty brought that up, and she's right.
Now, if you don't have the hand coordination, you shouldn't be doing it. You're making the right decision.
I know. That's exactly it. I don't have the hand coordination anymore. I used to do radio repairs for a living. Now I'm a klutz. I can't do it for myself, so I don't want to drive and get into an accident. They'll blame me even if it's not my fault, you know? around. You still have your private practice?
Yep. I leave the school somewhere around 2 o'clock, give myself travel time, start up in the office at 4, run it till the evening.
Fine, very good. Look, I'll say 73. Catch you later. I heard you in there, and I was away from the radio. I wasn't sure if you were still listening. So you take care, Gary, okay? And 2EO.
Okay, Rich. And 2EO and 233.
State.
Yeah, well,
itself. But either way, you know, it's treatable. You just have to admit that there's a problem.
I would have recommended a bunch of pooty tank.
Couple of photies on the TV table right next to you.
So I worked all day on the ceilings on Saturdays, and then we went out east to meet with some friends out there for dinner. Which was a very nice dinner. And yesterday, stayed local. Tooled around in the White Thunder. Nice day for that.
Yes, yes, it was. I wound up replacing my leaf blower and playing with the new one, blowing leaves.
Yeah, I wanted to clean up my gutter as it is, but the leaves are still coming down.
Yes, I know, but I figured a partial cleanup would make the final cleanup a little bit easier.
When I lived in Crunchy Croton on Hudson, I had a John Deere tractor, which I loved, of course, LX-172, and I bought a lawn sweeper. I had a lot of oak trees, so there were a lot of oak leaves, and I used to come home from work, and even just to hit it for a half an hour would, you know, span my life that much more at the end, because you're talking about inches and inches of leaves that had to be cleared up. You can't rake them. They used to drag it for a half an hour and make three or four dumps and hit it every day until they all fell down.
And then what would you do with the dump pile?
We used to put it in the back of the property. I had a big, like, compost heap type thing going there. And that was it. It was far enough away that I didn't have to deal with it.
Yes. Far enough away that you don't have to deal with it.
I remember I made a road through the woods for Ian when he was just a little tyke. He would ride with me, and I'd clear out, I don't know, 20 feet a weekend until I had a nice road that I could ride with the trailer down. And then, you know, came like a nature trail, so to speak. You could ride through it if you want, walk through it.
Play croquet through it.
Golf through it if you wanted.
Hey, hear you. In the wintertime, you could cross-country speed split.
Exactly. We used to put, like, old fruit and stuff that was turning. I'd bring it back there for the deer.
Oh, deer.
It was nice, but interestingly enough, I don't think about that place too much. I guess, I don't know. Bad memories, so I kind of, like, blotted it out of my mind that whole time up there. I never think about it.
Except when you start talking about it on the morning show.
Yeah, but even so, like, I can't remember how the rooms were laid out in the house. I just, like, blotted it out of my mind. Sure, if I sat there for a while and pondered, I could get it all back, but there's no time for pondering.
Only time for Pootie Tang. And Stinky and Mobile on the JR.
Can't be too in. Cure and Mobile. Just growing over the CIP on the pit of jeans.
Yeah, I got a little bit of a late start this morning. First off, I had left my keys in She Who Must Be Feared and Obeyed's vehicle. So I had to get those out. And then when I went out to start up the Toyota, lights wouldn't go off on the dashboard, which could mean one of a couple of different things, so I had to go back and get the other keys for Toxic Avenger, so set me back about 10 minutes.
You're in the TA now?
Yes, I am.
I didn't see the wee little man on TV. Was he interviewed as usual?
Don't believe he was interviewed as usual. I did see him. He's looking quite spry and leprechaun-y. There was a change in the, I guess, the administration of the race this year, so things were a little bit shenanigans. Not that they were there just for the receiving of a t-shirt for my troubles, but there were no t-shirts this year. And there was also a big mix-up on the giving of thanks to the radio club at the banquet the night before the race and all sorts of stuff. So there was a bit of a, I guess, like I said, shenanigans to everything this year. Plus, we had a lot more other emergency services there. As a matter of fact, I was hanging out with guys from East Farmingdale Fire Department who were on my post as well. And the West Babylon Fire Department turned around and set up a ladder truck with an arch, with a flag, just down the street from me. So there's a lot more stuff than the last years where it was just me standing there lonely with no one to talk to.
Oh, I see. We'll have to hear what the little leprechaun has to say about this whole operation. I'm sure he wasn't happy. I saw some coverage on TV, but it was very little.
There was a nice turnout. A lot of faces and people coming out to watch along the course and stuff, so that was good. This nice gentleman came by on his Jazzy, a Vietnam veteran, and we were sitting there chatting for quite some time. He had a book of all of his pictures from when he was in Nam. And he was one of the guys that worked on the landing vehicles that used to bring over the 55-gallon drums of Agent Orange. And he was showing me their pictures of him and some local kids just washing out all the spills and whatnot that happened in the vehicle. I was like, oh, lovely.
And doesn't I say what the guy looked like?
He told me that he had had something. I think it was, I don't think it was a pulmonary thing. I think he had regular bypass surgery or whatnot. But now he was, you know, he's in his jazzy. Guy's got to be, geez, he's got to be in his 80s at the very least. He was, looked in good shape, you know, just for the fact that he was in a jazzy and he was a really nice guy. And looking at some of these pictures that he had in his little book, I'm like, wow. My God. You know, he's definitely got some memories there.
Yeah, you don't hear too much about them. You know, it's unfortunately yesterday's news, but hopefully on Wednesday we'll do something for them. They certainly deserve it as much as the other guys.
Bare minimum is green light bulbs. JR is sending me text messages. His neighbor across the street wants to know if he gave up being a fireman and now he's the Green Lantern.
Oh, I see. I have a green bulb.
Is it currently being used or is it just sitting in a box?
I've had it on for about 2 weeks.
Homeless Depot has a sale going on their website. 240-watt LED, 40-watt equivalent LED green bulbs for $3. Free shipping. flag has been flying for nearly 4 years now.
I don't have a pole and it gets in the way of the peace sign. So very good anyway, so we're observing.
So you have two flag poles. And if you saw in the picture, when I set up my post over there, 149, I unfurled four flags plus the one that was on the back of the bike.
I saw some.